inside today because it's a little chilly and rainy out, but we can look out the window and see this new floating classroom you just dedicated. How did that come about?
Right. Well, first of all, it's great to have you here on campus. As the president, I'm proud that you're going to get to hear from our great faculty and students. What you're talking about is last Friday, we had a terrific dedication. Over 300 people came out here to see what we're trying to do about incorporating the St. John's River more and more and more into what we do. So we had a floating classroom, which with the help of the Curzius family, the Woodhouse family, and the Gentries, where we can now take 30 students out on the water at once, latest technology. If you want to study marine biology, marine science here, you can be right in the water. Mm-hmm. We have new sailboats. We have new crew. We have new floating. We're really proud of what's going on here.
It's a very different coastline from when you were a student here, isn't it?
Yeah. 1977 to 81, what you really had here was the marsh and a thicket of trees, and we've spent a lot of time now rotating our efforts and our energies for the benefit of the students down to the waterfront. So we've built the Dolphin Green. We put a lot of recreational things down here. And with Dr. White, who you're going to talk to later, this Marine Science Research Institute you're in, we think is just the top of the heap for what we know how to do down on the water.
It's critical, too, to the health of this community as they examine issues affecting the St. John's River and pollution in the river and the ecosystem of the river.
Sure, absolutely. And I think Quint White, I mean, he's a brilliant doctor of the water, what you're going to talk about, and all the work and all the research he's done over the years. We're proud to consider ourselves experts on the St. John's River. It's part of the way we can contribute to the community and be a place where people can convene and have a conversation about important things like the waterfront.
And in keeping with that, a project you showed me earlier this morning is being built with this incredible river view. Tell us about this new river house. It seems like a student's dream.
Yeah. I'll let Will comment on that, but you're right. I mean, our goal is to accentuate the riverfront. So this idea was the river house to the riverfront. How can we create a place for the students to gather, whether they want to study, whether they want to eat, whether they want to play music, whether they want to hang out? And we hope frequently they'll invite their faculty down there. So we've repurposed and reinvested in a home that was built in the 50s. We've invested $1 million, which in Arlington is a significant investment. We've raised that money. It's going to be the students' house. And what you're going to have is 6,000 square feet inside, 3,000 square foot, three-tier deck out the back, a place they can eat, study, convene, and with over 100 student organizations, they're looking for places to meet, and we're making that available to them.
So, Will Baxley, how much excitement about that?
Oh, it is incredible. We're so excited. What that means for the students, I mean, it's a lot of numbers to President Cost, but for us, it is exactly just cultural development on campus and the opportunity to have new events, new programs on campus, new meeting spaces, new clubs, and everything. It's a time on our campus where it's all in the students' hands. Whatever they want to make happen is an opportunity there.
What's student life here like?
Well, it's changing a lot. So right now, the status is it is definitely active. Students have the opportunity to involve themselves in as many ways as they want, or maybe in as many ways as their time allows them to.
And you are a music student.
Correct.
But you're also in student government.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, it's kind of an unlikely combination.
Yeah, kind of. But that's interesting.
Yes, I have a hard time sometimes balancing the practicing. I'm sure my professors can tell you.
But. Let's talk about the professors on the JU campus. Lots of kudos have been flowing your way lately, Tim, including this MBA ranking. JU's MBA program got named one of the top such programs in the world by CEO Magazine.
Right.
That's certainly a point of pride.
Right. We're very, very proud. I mean, again, at the core, at the base of everything we do is just tremendous faculty. And when you come into a job, as I did a year ago, to work for the students and work with the faculty, to know that the curriculum is solid, the faculty is outstanding. This ranking is CEO Magazine, if anybody wants to look that up. Very well-respected international publication. Did a fairly rigorous, they went through and did analysis of all the things that contribute to a business program, including the price. So that it was a value calculation. We were picked the number 14 business school in the world, which we're very proud of. That takes into account. That's not saying you're the 14th finest. That's a different calculation. This is saying that for what you charge, what happens in the classroom, the quality of the education, and the applicability once you get out into the world, we were ranked 14th in the world. We knew we would be top 50. We were informed of that. So we're very, very proud of that. And I think our professors are proud of that, of course.
Of course, you came from the business world. Right. You graduated from this school, left, had a career in business, and then decided to come full circle and come back to the university where you attended and be the president. And you bring a business sense to a traditionally academic environment.
Right.
You've brought a lot of new energy to this campus and new ideas, and you've applied a new approach. What's that been like for you? Because in some ways, I would think there's a clash of cultures. You come out of a different sort of culture,
mm-hmm.
but I can tell that there's a lot of excitement about what you're doing as well.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, leadership is leadership. That's why I look at it. If faculty that are this good want to cooperate, and they do, then we're going to be a great university. The students, they're paying their money to come here. We keep very close track. We're trying to make the life of the university fit their life, not bend them into what the president wants to do. So, we learned a lot of things in business, but make sure you know who your customers are, treat them right, move your resources, set your priorities, make decisions, and go. So I guess the one thing people may be feeling, and you can ask others throughout the hour, we're trying to pick the pace up of making positive change. Higher education is a little bit different in business in that it might tend to work a little bit more in committees and analyze things a lot. In business, you make your call and go. If you get it wrong, fix it, go again.
When you're competing, for private universities, it's a pretty competitive environment.
It is, and I think people are right. Anyone listening to this who's making a decision about a private university, there are great public universities in this state, UF, UNF, UCF, USF. That's not really, most students and their families aren't trying to decide between a school of 20 to 40,000 and a school like ours of 4,000. They usually aren't trying to make a decision between $5,000 and $25,000. So the universities we compete with all the way up the East Coast in this state, it's Stetson, Rollins, University of Tampa. As you go further, our competitors for good students are Wake Forest and Elon and High Point and College of Charleston, all the way on up to William & Mary and Georgetown.
Will, what made you choose this school? And you're from Jacksonville, correct?
Yes, ma'am. I graduated from Stanton College Preparatory. I'm very proud of that. But I decided to come to JU exactly for some of the reasons that we've already cited as far as faculty. I had a really good relationship with my guitar professor before I came in. And as a music student, it's very important that you have a good relationship with who you'll be studying with privately.
And what do you hope to do when you graduate?
Well, I'm intending to stay in music graduate school as long as I can to avoid the real world. But
really?
No, I'm excited. I actually would really love to teach at a university and try to replicate some of the great relationships I've had with some of my professors with other students.
There are so many great programs here. There's a new doctorate in business administration, correct? There's a lot happening and some new offerings in the last few years.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, our largest majors, and you're going to talk about some of them today, nursing, aviation, business, marine science, you know, if you combine that with where we get our students from, our largest states, of course, are Florida and Georgia. But after that, it's Maryland, Pennsylvania, New York, California, and Texas. Right now, we've got students from 48 states, which is a little different than the state model you were asking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But this idea of kind of what's new, the doctorate in business analytics is extremely important to us. The whole world of applied health sciences is very interesting to us. What we're trying to make sure these students have available to them, and I guess I bring from business, is do they have the integration that they need? Will's background between music and business, he'll explain, will make sense. When you hear someone taking sports marketing and adding economics, that makes sense. Healthcare and information technology makes sense. But when you get into things like speech pathology and aviation, that's when things get really interesting. And for us, we're constantly trying to look at what makes a student sort of a multidimensional athlete that makes them valuable when they come out of here.
Well, it's exciting to have you both with us today. Thanks so much for being here, and stay warm out there. We were hoping to broadcast from the floating classroom, but this is the next best thing. Thanks for starting us off.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.